and welcome to this episode of the Yellow and Blues podcast. I'm your host, Srini Pasadi, and as usual, I'm joined by my co-host, Venkat. Hello, Venkat, how are you?
Hi, Srini. I'm doing very well, thanks.
As we record this episode of the podcast, the Chennai Super Kings are playing RCB in their backyard. Where are we as we stand? I think RCB needing 42 of 22 balls. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, mathematically, the probability is 48-51. I think that's what it does say, 48.81, 51.19, according to ESPN. So it's 50-50 now. It's anybody's game. Let's see. I mean, I'm secretly hoping that Chennai will come through on the other side. But it's just one big over that they have to protect. So let's see how it goes.
Yeah, I would at this point, looking at past IPL and everything, would probably realistically favor RCB given the fact that they've got six wickets in the hutch left, and potentially, like, you know, Dinesh Karthik. Dinesh Karthik has been not really been in form. If you look at his last two or three games so far in the IPL, he's not really scored much. I think last match he got a first ball duck.
Yeah, what a way to start the podcast. Almost live commentary.
Yeah. Dinesh Karthik, 0190 has been his contribution in the last four games. So this will...
Just by law of averages, I think he's already had his highest contribution now on 28 and still going.
Yeah.
So,
the Chennai boy.
Yeah. Where are the allegiances, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. The other day, Ashwin played really brilliant against Chennai as well, didn't he? So,
we'll cut that match as well. You know, three run victory, like, you know, Dhoni. We were expecting Dhoni's pyrotechnics to get the Dhoni of the old. You know, it really, really came close. But unfortunately for CSK, it wasn't over.
I think that was perfect execution. Shall we move to that match? I don't know. I think.
Yeah, this match is still going live, so we'll keep an eye out on this bit. We could have a look at that CSK match before we look at like the rest of the IPL. You know, let's kind of look at that match. I mean, I started with the point around saying it was a 3-run loss on Dhoni. Really, at the end, Sandeep Sharma executing a very good over, you know, the last over. Needing, what was it, I think? It's 40-odd, was it? 30-odd?
Yeah, that was almost a Rinku Singh moment there.
Yeah, 21 of six balls.
Yeah, it was really impossible. And for them to, you know, kind of get down to that kind of three balls, five runs, you would expect.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you would expect Chennai to come. I think that's what made that one more bittersweet. It's just people always forget the, you know, the way people had come back into the attempt. It's always whether you get on the other side of the line or not, right? I mean, Dhoni had, and he himself would know, that he had an excellent chance. I always felt the non-striker could have tried something innovative. I think it was, too much of conventional batting, you know, could move around. There were wickets, you could have done something in that game. I think even an edge here or there could have seen us home. That didn't happen, unfortunately.
Yeah, just jumping back here, like, you know, Dinesh Karthik is just
got off. Out. Yeah, yeah. We placed the mockers, haven't we?
As CSK fans, we need to try our jinx, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't just give it over. So, yeah. No, Suyash Prabhudesai.
What a surprise. Tikshna takes a catch. He dropped two catches today and took probably the most crucial one. Yeah, but Prabhu Desai is the impact sub, I suppose, for Siraj. So,
even Dhoni dropping today,
yeah,
was a surprise. So it's like, but he took the one that mattered for Faf. So that's the one that, you know, really mattered. I mean, all sorts of things. Virat Kohli's, I know we're kind of jumping between the two matches as we talk about, you know, just in case of, because one as it's going live and then the other one as well. Virat Kohli's unusual dismissal, really weird.
Hey, even with him scoring zero, I think if they have got this far, you can only imagine if he was there, he would have just sealed it about 3 hours to spare or something like that. There's no spin in the track. This bounce is very, very true. You can just hit through the line. The moment it's not spinning, it's very difficult to bowl. So understandable that, you know, when somebody in our group was talking about this game needs 225 plus, I thought it must be joking, because I think one of the stats I read was, you know, the maximum it was chased was 210 on average or something like that. I thought Chennai was a safe harbor when they said they are in 225 plus. So as we speak, another wicket falls. So I think this game, we can say, you know, well and truly, it's in Chennai's back right now.
Yeah, in terms of, you know, looking at who's batting at the minute, and who's yet to come for them, yeah, I think it's fair to say, like, you know, this game's probably done. As you say, it's probably Desai and Harshal Patel coming in.
Yeah.
Again, let's kind of jump back to the we're talking about in terms of one other person to mention in that game, you know, more from an opposition, was Yuzvendra Chahal. He's obviously right now with the purple cap at the top. R. Ashwin was the player of the match. He seems to be, like, you know, sort of, I don't know whether it was just because it was against CSK or generally, but yeah, not just bowling, but also batting seems to be, like, you know, this IPL, he's coming through, like, you know, R. Ashwin. Interesting from a batting perspective also, especially some matches coming in at number three.
Yeah, he did say, didn't he? He said every match that we play, I'm padded up as a showpiece or as a batsman. I'm ready to go in any time. So obviously, I mean, they have placed some confidence in his batting abilities, I suppose, Ashwin's. I mean, not a bad option if you can squeeze some runs from him.
Yeah, definitely. From a CSK perspective so far, what's been your take? I mean, today, it looks to me like, you know, different people at different times, you know, it's Devon Conway today, Ruturaj Gaikwad didn't score. Ruturaj Gaikwad obviously was the one that we expected to score a bulk of the runs, but he failed today. And, like, you know, Devon Conway and Shivam Dubey. Interesting one is Ajinkya Rahane's contributions.
Yeah, Rahane has been brilliant. I mean, not only with the bat, but also, you know, on the field. I mean, he's been terrific. We all know that today, I think he's saved a ton of runs. I mean, he's been a very valuable addition today, even in today's game. But, you know, in the games of the past, his timing, his form is really crucial. And because he's not an overseas player, that gives Dhoni a lot more option. I think he's somewhere in the mold of, you know, technically correct batsmen like Rahul, or, you know, it's kind of difficult to bowl, you know, these slow balls, or, you know, kind of be creative with your bowling, because his defense is rock solid. His rotation running between the wickets is good. So he's a great addition for us this season.
Yeah, I didn't expect, we have, honest, I didn't expect him to feature much or make a lot of contribution. You know, this, it was a bit like, it reminded me of Chiteshwar Pujara a couple of years ago, where we obviously picked some picked him up because he was an Indian, you know, player. But really, Cheteshwar Pujara made, he didn't play in a single game, you know, made no contributions. And I was almost expecting, like, you know, Rahane, to a large extent, being similar to that. Possibly play a few games, but not as many, or not even score as many as he was even in the case. I thought he would be probably coming in as an odd impact substitute, or yeah, you know, that kind of thing. But in the absence of Ben Stokes, he seems to have, like, you know, fit in. And, like, you know, again, Ambati Reddy seems to have become the standard in terms of impact sub, you know, from he's having the time of his life, Ambati Reddy. Just go to bat and no fielding.
Yeah, I think all the impact subs are like that. And I mean, I think the commentators were also mentioning about this. This is, I mean, KP was saying if there is any franchise he's interested, I'm ready to turn up, because, you know, I can't field, but I can certainly tongue the ball around for a few overs and come back. Yeah, I mean, Ambati Reddy's form, you know, Shivan Dubey played fantastically well. As you said, it's different people turning up for different at different times. So, you know, it is a good sign of a team. I do hope that that continues. But you also need those one or two players to be in form in all the games. And I think Rahane could be one that plays that, you know, gives you a consistent 40-plus score, even though the scoring rate may not be that high. I think Chennai has always historically relied on that kind of batter, so that people can bat around them. Let's see.
I mean, Raidu, it's like, you can't call it worse, you know, and what's it, 12, 27, not out, 21, last four scores.
Yeah.
And today, and you're like, yeah, it's fine, you know, it's kind of just go ahead and score. As long as he's, like, you know, doing that as a quick, you know, for example, today was what, 14 of six balls? That,
yeah,
sort of thing, you know, you expect that kind of thing when you're potentially, like, you know, coming in the 15th, 16th over, and that's all you can probably expect of.
Yeah.
Shivam Dubey, good one in terms of looking. The one from, you know, from a bowling perspective, I think I expected more was Rajwardhan Hangaragekar. I was expecting him to play more games after that first game, but he seems to have dropped off the cliff. He seemed to have, like, stuck with Tushar Deshpande, who started, like, you know, really worse, yeah, as an impact player, but he seems to have gone better.
Absolutely. I mean, for me, you know, look at Mumbai Indians placing the faith in Surya Kumar Yadav, right? I think, you know, you do give people the long rope, especially somebody like Ambati Reddy. So I'm not so worried about him coming in. And I think even if he has a poor run of form, they'll definitely bring him back as an impact sub, you know, towards the latter half of this tournament.
Elsewhere, I mean, looking away from kind of, you know, CSK, we briefly touched about the Rajasthan Royals and R. Ashwin's contributions.
Yeah.
Yuzi Chahal's contributions. But the other one to pick up from, you know, the most recent game was Sanju Samson.
Oh, he's been brilliant form. Some of the shots were just extraordinary. I mean, you can't hit them like that over that. And he was hitting the most if you look at Rashid Khan as a bowler, right, in T20, he's just phenomenal record. 6 point something as the, you know, run rate for at 97 odd games. That is just staggering if you really look at it. And then for him to go that many runs that he did, 6 and 4 and followed by 6 and all that, this is just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, especially looking at, like, you know, the last game between Gujarat Titans and Royals, you know, at one point Royals were like 55 for 4, I think, chasing, yeah, 179, 180. Sanju Samson and Shimran Hetmyer, I mean, again, that's probably, you know, not just picking up on those, but it's probably been, like, you know, the hallmark of this IPL. It seems there are more games in this IPL where teams that seem to be out and, you know, seem to come back and kind of go on to win or take it. Like, there's a lot of loss. There's barely been, I'm trying to think of, like, you know, there has barely been like a match that's very one-sided.
Absolutely. I was just thinking, I mean, even this game today that we are watching is not exactly down to the wire, but it's all done and dusted, if you know what I mean. But even then, they've just came close. I mean, 199 balls, 28 runs. So I do think that it is, you know, every game that we've seen so far has been kind of close. It has not been an one-sided boring affair. And that just goes to show how well the teams have been put together and the general quality and understanding of the franchises. I mean, even some of the teams that we thought were down and out sprang a surprise. And
you're saying, like, you know, so this particular game as well, it's not been, but when a team scores 225-26, for example, in CSK's case, more often than not, you would expect the opposition to, like, you know, either chase and win or kind of grumble, trying to chase and do, like, you know, 130, 140, like a 60 run, at least a 150, 160. But the fact is, like, you know, they are currently 205 for 7. They need 22 of the last 8. Even of the last 8, they get, like, you know, 10 or 15 runs. They're only losing by about 5. I mean, as it stands up to me at the minute, 7 balls, 20 needed.
Yeah.
A couple of sixes and they can actually get it as well. It's not that difficult.
It is not actually. I mean, that's what, unless you are Delhi Capitals, by the way, who are like poor guys. I mean, seriously, you know, they had, if you lose 5-6 games in a row, it's very difficult. We have seen in the past that teams have picked back from there and went on to win the tournament. But it's tall order given how close the other games are. Delhi by far has lost by a bigger margin than pretty much anybody, like 57 runs, 6 wickets, 11 balls to spare, 50 runs, 6 wickets, and then 23 runs against RCB. So it's the gap in the margin has been you know, quite significant for them. But all the rest of 9 teams have a genuine chance of going and making it to the top.
Yeah, I mean, Delhi Capitals, the net run rate is like a big, as you just read out the losses and stuff like that, you know, almost 1.5 negative net run rate. I mean, even Sunrisers almost like close to, what is it,
-0.8. But they've started winning now. They've started, they won by 8 wickets versus Punjab. KKR, they beat by 23 runs. So, yeah, but then Delhi, you know, the gulf is just widening with every game they play.
So, 19 of the last over needed for...
That's not happening, Sini. You know that too.
And I think, well, I mean, we talked about this last week. Rinku Singh would probably...
Disagree,
but, you know, who knows? Prabhu Desai, you know, his opportunity to shine. You know, and that's the other side of it. I wanted to mention generally about this IPL so far. So many newcomers and so many youngsters. This, you know, Prabhu Desai is obviously an impact player. So many of them, like, you know, coming in and doing this season. I mean, we haven't yet touched about, you know, we talked about Mumbai and we haven't touched about Arjun Tendulkar making his debut.
Yeah. That was an, you know, kind of time check for all of us who have grown up watching Tendulkar make debut. It was sort of bittersweet moment. One, the bitterness comes from how old we become. So, like, Tendulkar is playing cricket again, you know, but it's his son. And yes, oh gosh. But yeah, when some of the media was definitely on fire. I think there was one thing that he got his, Rohit Sharma got his debut cap from Tendulkar. And I think he had the chance to give the debut cap to his son. So that just goes to show some of the longevity of some of the players, but also how old we are getting.
Yeah, Tendulkar, like, you know, is about to get, celebrate his 50th birthday next week, you know, 24th of April.
Yeah.
Seems like just recently, like, you know, when we were probably watching the Desert Storm, you know, Tendulkar's birthday.
Yeah.
It's probably been, what, coming up to 10 years now since he retired. 2013, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, time flies, but, you know, also, Arjun Tendulkar has been around for a while now, you know, in terms of the Mumbai setup.
Yeah.
Obviously, last, I think, at least two or three seasons, he's been around them. And, yeah, seems about time to make his debut. Interesting.
Yeah, he did bowl well as well in the first over. I mean, he did bowl go for a fair few the next, but at least the first over, you know, if you are a left-arm seam bowler, you're a prized commodity in international cricket. So,
I was just about to say that, you know, like, considering the weight of expectations on him, his first over was actually quite good on that, you know, because, yes, he is not a batsman, like, you know, and so therefore his expectations are different.
I know why you did that.
Six kind of threw me off. As I said to you, like, you know, it's not, thankfully, Pathirana's bowled a dot ball on, but still, 11 runs in two balls, possibilities.
Yeah.
See, again, as we said, like, you know, this is 226 you think would be a cakewalk, but it's such a close game, like, you know, they get in 5-6 runs of those last two balls. It's like 222, you're just winning by 4 runs in the end.
Yeah, I mean, even if they lose, I think their net run rate still stays intact.
Yeah.
If you do lose like that, and I think that's also some of the reason why we see people don't just throw the bat around. So yeah, I mean, it is it's well and done now. So Chennai emerges the victorious side, but only by just, I think it's a couple of saves by Rahane in the boundary or whatever that is, that you can put your whoever is your favorite player. It's the crucial catches that Dhoni took off steeplers, whatever you want to say. But yeah, it was a good win, definitely.
Yeah, Prabhu Desai out, caught Jadeja, bowled Pathirana, that ends it. So it's 8-run victory. Fair in the end, if you think about it, it's kind of in a fairly close. Looking wider than, you know, overall, just looking over the last week as such, I think Gujarat still continue to be at the top of the points table. Rajasthan have moved, isn't it? Because yesterday's
win
lost yesterday. So yeah, Rajasthan, Lucknow on. It's a very, very close, you know, Chennai with this win, they will move into third place, obviously with an improved run rate. Move into the top, and Punjab drop out from the top four. Overall as well, like, you know, it's
Chennai have moved to third.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah, you're right.
So it is a close. You know, there is a lot of, unlike previous years where a couple of teams essentially pulled away. We've got one, two, three, four teams on six, and then four teams on four.
Yeah.
So nine teams, as you said right at the beginning, you know, in the, that nine teams still have a chance to finish in the top four. No?
Yeah.
Quite surprised. It reminds me a little bit of like the English Premier League this year. Has been absolutely weird in both ends of the table, in the middle and everywhere else. I don't know how much you follow, like, you know, because I'm obviously, like, usually follow the English Premier League, but this IPL feels a bit similar to that, where, like, you know, at this stage, it's not halfway yet, but you kind of getting to there where most teams have played five and a couple more games, and most teams will have played halfway stage. But yeah, nine teams still having a say, you know, we are in game 24. That's almost like a quarter of the games being done, you know, in terms of that. Or one third, actually, like, you know,
Yeah.
Some interesting how the table looks.
Tomorrow's game would be really crucial because Mumbai and SRH, whoever wants to, you know, whoever wins that game will get some advantage. At least how the table stands right now, they would have an upper hand. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting that, as I said, you know, this has been a terrific, terrific IPL. It's been really difficult to keep it, keep out of it, if you know what I mean. Every match is interesting. So in the past, if you recollect, Srini, I mean, we used to be like, this game is a dead rubber. There's no point following. We haven't had a single game yet. And of course, there will be dead rubbers as we go into the tournament, especially now, pretty much any game with Delhi. But also, if you really look at it, they have nothing to lose now. So they can go ahead upsetting and trying some new players. That phase will also happen sometime.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That will happen. Like, you know, Delhi Capitals game will probably be a dead rubber for the Delhi fans. But for the rest of them and the opposition, etc., like, you know, everybody will be watching to see, like, you know, if Delhi pull a win against KKR and go on, you know, it will change the table. They can make it difficult. So, be interesting to keep an eye on as we go along.
Yeah, it is a terrific, terrific competition so far. I'm so happy that, you know, it came about in the right time. It is, and we are blessed with a decent weather over here, unlike our friends over in India, who will have to, you know, endure a couple of months of hot weather. I don't think the weather has come into play yet in the match or playing conditions. I think you know, when RCB won the toss today, they would have said, okay, I mean, there's going to be dew and all that. I think weather has been fairly friendly so far, but we'll see how it goes.
Just quickly, I mean, let's have a quick look at, like, you know, but with the purple cap, you already mentioned around the fact that, you know, Yuzvendra Chahal, actually, like, you know, even on the bowling front and for the purple cap, it's quite close with both, not both, but, you know, Yuzi Chahal, Mark Wood and Rashid Khan, all three of them, then Shami with 10 wickets and all three of them with 11. So,
yeah,
that's on one side. And then similarly with the orange cap as well, you know, Faf du Plessis leading with 259 on today's performance. But then Venkatesh Iyer, you know, his 100, another magnificent one, you know, Shikhar Dhawan and Shubman Gill, all, like, not very far off. Even though Delhi are losing, David Warner is up there in fifth, like, you know.
Yeah, his form has been good. With Venkatesh Iyer, just one stat I thought was significant was that this is the first century from the first ever IPL century that KKR scored. Brendan McCullum, I remember that game. Hitting, you know, blitzed his way to 100 in the opening game. Venkatesh Iyer has scored the second 100 for KKR. That just baffled me because you see how few and far between they are, even though KKR won the cup twice. It's just staggering.
I think like when they've had the likes of
Owen Morgan?
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. I think, you know, Gautam Gambhir, Owen Morgan, Andre Russell.
Yeah.
Sunil Narain, obviously there's a period of time when Sunil Narain was doing the opening for them. They tried all sorts of things, you know, but yeah, it's taken Venkatesh Iyer after almost such a long time to win, to score 100 or rather. So it's interesting. Looking ahead to, like, you know, sort of, as you said, like, you know, the fixtures next week, some interesting one. I mean, Sunrisers Hyderabad play Mumbai Indians tomorrow.
Yeah. Then
followed by Royals and Lucknow, Punjab and Bangalore, Delhi and KKR. Obviously, CSK, we are back at home to Sunday 7th. I meant to, like, you know, sort of wanted to have a touch on that, just mentioning CSK. The home crowd at CSK, I mean, the return of Dhoni to CSK this year, it's been absolutely, like, you know, even today, it's the RCB, it felt more like CSK's home game than RCB.
Yes. I was surprised myself. I was like, where exactly is this match happening, right? I mean, if you didn't know where it's happening, it's like clearly a home game. So that's staggering. But you'd expect that because of the geographical proximity between these two cities and the migrant diaspora because of IT and whatnot. And there's a lot of population. It's close to Tamil Nadu. So not a surprise. I mean, if these people turn up in Mohali, you know, I'd be really surprised. Let's see.
Yeah, it's just looking.
But Dhoni has a fan base, and that has converted into a CSK fan base. I noticed not only this game, the previous game that they played as well, there were a number of people who were rooting for Dhoni, but also wanted their home team to win. So,
yeah. I mean, looking forward to the rest of the IPL. You know, will hopefully. Yeah, it's again, as we said, like, you know, it's probably like what this is week three now, so it's still early time, you know, in it's probably another 2 or 3 weeks before the picture becomes much clearer as to, like, you know, does the top four pull away, or is it still going to be like, you know, neck and neck? I feel like, you know, looking at all of the games and etc., either all the teams are really well matched, or it seems like, you know, they're not. Is it the emergence of, like, you know, lots of young players? It does feel like, you know, a fair few old players. I mean, are you expecting Dhoni to finish? But looking at, like, the fact that Rohit was an impact sub yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kohli, Duplessis and all of those things, they're playing well. But whether I suspect Kohli and Rohit and all might still be playing next year. Dhoni and Duplessis may not be, but a lot of youngsters coming through this year, so you can see the face of IPL slowly changing.
Yeah, it is changing for sure. I mean, you're almost looking at today, somebody was bowling like Malinga was in his head, like, yeah. What? Yeah, but there's a lot of new faces, and I'm excited. It's good for Indian cricket that way, that there is talent pool coming in.
Yeah, so anyway, Let's wrap this episode up. You know, CSK have won today, so it's a good time to, like, you know, wrap up the episode on a happy note.
Yeah, of course.
Until next week, whatever you're doing, keep safe and do subscribe and, like, you know, leave comment on the podcast if you like it, on any of the podcasts that you download, platforms that you download from, whether Google, Apple, Spotify, etc. As usual, we are also on Twitter, Yellow and Blues. So do interact with us. Until next time, it's bye from me and Venkat. Goodbye.